You've probably heard that the famous star Betelgeuse has gotten weirdly dim. This past autumn, it faded and faded until it was no longer an eye-catching object in its constellation of Orion. Nobody quite knew what was going on or how long the dimming would last. Nobody had seen it this faint since 1941. Added to the fact that Betelgeuse is the type of supergiant that will eventually explode into a supernova, and, well, that made many folks nervous. Was this dimming a precursor to a titanic explosion? Or will the supernova not happen for another 100,000 years? Nobody knew for sure. But starting a few weeks ago, everyone who's been keeping an eye on Orion has seen Betelgeuse brighten up. Night by night, it's now almost back to normal. But you don't need anyone to tell you about this. So happens, these nights, Betelgeuse is especially easy to find. Sure, if you spot the three stars in a straight line of Orion's belt, you'll find Betelgeuse by just looking above that belt. But right now there's an alternate method. This entire weekend, to the left of the moon, look for two bright orange stars. The nearest orange star to the left of the moon is the famous Aldebaran, the main star of Taurus the Bull. Then look further left to the next orange star, which is about the same brightness, and you've found Betelgeuse. They're both the same orange color, which indicates low temperature and old age, but you can do something scientifically useful by comparing their brightness. At full normal brilliance, Betelgeuse is a bit brighter than Aldebaran, but as of the end of March, it was still a bit dimmer. How do they compare when you look at them the next clear night? See for yourself whether that famous supergiant star has returned to normal. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.